Welcome to Aloha Aina. When the Polynesians arrived in these islands, they found a wonderland where virtually every ecosystem on Earth was present. Wet or dry, hot or cold, lush or barren, whatever one sought, one could find. It was inevitable that the newcomers would have an impact on this pristine environment as their numbers grew. Dr. Sam Gaughan of the Nature Conservancy has plotted the early human footprint on the islands.
Even though we had hundreds of thousands of people thriving in this archipelago before Western contact, the majority of them were down along the coast and covered only about 15% of the total land area. Hundreds of thousands of people have no way to have zero impact on the land. You have to have fires to cook your food. You have to have wood to build your homes. You need the agricultural areas.
And yet, says Gaughan, with the exception of the kukui tree, the plants the Polynesians brought were not invasive. So when humans moved out of an area, it would revert to its natural state. The animals that arrived with the Polynesians were more problematic, none more so than an introduction that was likely unintended, but disastrous, the rat. Rats multiplied exponentially and feasted on plant seeds and the eggs of birds.
Rats had a huge role to play in the extinction of many of the ground-nesting, flightless birds. And the timing of their disappearance matches shortly after the appearance of human presence in the islands.
The Aloha Aina series is dedicated to exploring Hawaiian kinship with the natural world. It is sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.